Encounters with illegal aliens are soaring at the border, and a decades-long political persecution of Ken Paxton has come to an end. This is Wednesday, March 27, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we're halfway through the week. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with the Texas Minute. Let's jump right into the news. 4 weeks ago, Denton County voters submitted criminal complaints alleging local school district officials illegally electioneered during the March primaries using taxpayer-funded resources to promote political candidates. So far, Denton County District Attorney Paul Johnson has refused to respond. Local voters submitted affidavits to Johnson on February 27th that alleged criminal election interference by Denton Independent School District administrators. Texas election law prohibits government officials and employees from using public funds or internal email systems for political advertising. Violations are a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. According to Houston Mayor John Whitmire, the city is broke. Facing a $160 million budget deficit, some officials are considering fee increases and asking voters to hike the property tax burden. Reportedly, each city department except for police and fire have been asked to cut 5% across the board from their proposed budgets. After nearly a decade, a deal's been reached to dismiss the state securities fraud charges against Attorney General Ken Paxton. The 10-year-long legal fight has amounted to what many, including Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, has called a political prosecution. The case goes back to 2015, shortly after Paxton took office as Attorney General, and it's related to complex financial activities from long before seeking the office. Over the following 9 years, the case has moved venues multiple times and been delayed repeatedly as the special prosecutors sought to increase their own pay. In a Houston court on Tuesday, Paxton and the prosecutors announced they'd reached a deal to dismiss the charges and cancel the trial, which was set to start in 3 weeks. Reportedly, it was the prosecutors who wanted to make the case go away. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said the dismissal of the charges highlighted the fact that the case lacked any real evidence, comparing it to the House's failed impeachment of Paxton last summer. For his part, Ken Paxton said he was ready to have it behind him so he can concentrate more fully on his work. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Encounters with illegal aliens at the southwest border are on the rise, according to the February numbers from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. For February, CBP has reported nearly 190,000 total encounters along the border, up from 176,000 in January. CBP also reported a steep rise in illicit drug apprehension at the border, and notably, encounters with Chinese illegal aliens are continuing to trend higher than ever. Encounters with Chinese crossing the border illegally have already exceeded 22,000 since October 1st. That's less than 6 months of fiscal year 2024. To put that into perspective, there were just 24,000 encounters with Chinese illegal aliens in the entire 2023 fiscal year. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on original reporting by Aaron Anderson, Charles Blaine, Brendan Waltons, and Will Biagini. It was produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.